twisted is it that pharmaceutical companies have to come out with a statement to say our pursuit of a vaccine is ethical, scientifically based, and in accordance with United States government guidelines? Can you imagine? The Democrats have so politicized the pursuit of a vaccine for the coronavirus, for COVID-19, that these companies like Merck and Johnson & Johnson and Moderna and AstraZeneca all had to sign a pledge to say, we'll follow the science. No kidding. What do you think they were going to do? It's just bizarre. Tom DeLenge is the bio president for public policy. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve, for having me on.
So we've got nine companies in all, I believe, that signed this. Merck, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Sanofi, Novavax, and all of the others that I just mentioned. It's a bit outrageous to me that it's been so politicized that these companies had to say, we're going to do what we do every single day, which is have very qualified people do very qualified things. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, our industry is right at the center of this whole pandemic, right? We're trying to help people get back to school, back to work. We think vaccines and therapeutics are the way to do that. We are working as quickly and as safely as the science allows us. But in this environment, look, we're in the middle of an election. We are working quickly, not because of November, the election. We're working quickly because we're in the middle of a pandemic. But the election colors everything that is going on right now. And so we have to live and operate in that environment. We are trying to keep this out of politics. We think science and politics do not mix. We want these products to be trusted by the public. If the public believes we are rushing a vaccine to market because of politics, people won't take it. And if people don't take a vaccine, then that defeats the whole purpose of having one, right? You know, you know how vaccines work.
To the best of your knowledge, Tom, can I ask you an important question? To the best of your knowledge, is President Trump mixing up the vaccine in the basement of the White House?
No, these companies, as you mentioned,
you're not taking me seriously. You're not taking me seriously here, Tom. I mean, based on what I've heard in the news, you would think that he's down there with his lab coat and his glasses on, stirring something up. I mean, let's be honest. These are cutting edge companies on the cutting edge of technology for heart disease and diabetes and all sorts of cancer drugs. This is what these companies do every day with some of the best minds in the world.
Right.
Why on earth would they be questioned?
And so we're really proud of the work they're doing. They're working around the clock, and they always follow the strictest standards. In fact,
of course,
the purpose of the pledge that you mentioned, the safety pledge, is we want people to know that our companies demand, not just expect, but we demand that these principles will be followed for our products. And we're not going to submit these products to regulators for approval until we are confident of the safety and efficacy data. And so we just want everyone to know what we're doing. We can't influence what politicians on both sides of the aisle say, but we can tell the public what we're doing.
So let me ask you this. The Food and Drug Administration apparently is going to issue guidance to boost transparency and public trust. It's going to making it more difficult for a vaccine, if one is found to be effective, to slow it down a little bit. What do you make of that? That's what we're reading here. And it comes in response to the public, whose acceptance of a vaccine has, according to Pew Research, has dropped from being north of 70% of people that would take it in May to just north of 50% who would take it now. I think that's part of the political conversation that goes on and on and on. But what about the new FDA guidelines that are anticipated as early as today?
Well, you know, we've been calling for more clear guidelines on this because we do think it'll help the public understand that we're not cutting corners, that we are doing this the proper way. These trials that are going on right now for vaccines are the gold standard. They are 30,000 people enrolled in each one. In fact, some of our companies are enrolling 40,000 or more. We are doing these as placebo-controlled, they're blinded, just like you would expect for any gold standard trial. And the FDA guidance that is coming out soon, we think will help clarify that we're going to have enough data in from those trials before any approvals are issued. And that's really important because I think people are nervous that we will rush through the trials and use early data without fully following all the safety and efficacy trends before giving it to people. And we're not going to do that. We're going to make sure
reading here now, reading here now, Tom. Under this new plan, the FDA would ask manufacturers seeking an emergency authorization a far quicker process than a formal approval to follow participants in late-stage clinical trials for a median of at least 2 months, starting after they receive a second vaccine shot, according to people who are looking at this. Of course, they're all anonymous sources, but does that sound about right to you?
It does. Look, I mean, you can't do it too quickly, right? The way that vaccine trials work is you have to see if the people who do not get the vaccine, who get the placebo, whether when they go out and about and do their business, they actually contract the virus. So you need to give it a period of time after the shots are given to people, both the real vaccine shot and the placebo. You have to give it a period of time to see how those people then either contract the virus or don't. And what you hopefully want to see is that the people who got the real vaccine don't contract the virus, and the people who didn't get the vaccine and got a placebo instead, you don't hope that they get the virus, but you need some of them to get the virus. Right.
Well, I want to ask you this.
How you determine that the vaccine is effective.
It appears that two companies might be on track to still, if it's working, if it shows efficacy, let me be clear about that.
Right.
There are two companies, Pfizer and Moderna. They began their trials on July 27th, it was reported. It took about a month to get 15,000 people, the halfway point for their enrollment of 30,000 each, which means they could have data by November, possibly. What do you think about the timetable here? Is it possible we will have some indication of success or non-success before November 3rd? Because that's what everybody's playing the game around, is an election day. It's all about partisan politics for some.
I think it's fair to say that that's a very aggressive, you know, timetable. I think given the guidance we're going to get from the FDA, that this is going to take a little bit longer than that. But again, I think the goal that the president has said and other people in the administration and a lot of public health experts, it's reasonable to expect by the end of the year,
right,
we will have a pretty good indication of whether these two leading vaccines work. But remember, there's a whole bunch more right behind them. We have about 9 candidates in process pretty far along. And we have many others that the industry is developing, because we don't know if a single vaccine is going to work. We doubt it. We'll probably need multiple vaccines for different populations. This is an ongoing process. This isn't a race to the finish line. This is really a marathon. And we have to bring a lot of different types of products to market over the next year to really get this COVID pandemic under control.
All right. Greatly appreciate that. Tom Telenge is the bio president for public policy. Tom, I greatly appreciate you being here today, and we'll look for an update sometime down the road, not too far.
Great. Thanks, Steve, for your time.
Thank you so much. All right. So the timetable may not make it by Election Day. And let's be honest, that was pretty aggressive, pretty optimistic. But by the end of the year, as the president has been saying for some time in his administration, we could have strong indications of where the vaccine is. Would you take one? Would you take the vaccine if it were available to you today? Or would you say no? Would you be an anti-vaxxer for COVID-19? Curious about your response. Send me a note, stevegruber.com. Let me know. Are you in or are you out? I'm going to put the question up on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page as well, because you need to go there and click like anyway. We'll be right back in the No Panic Zone.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
In the 10. Hi, this is Matt Shepard from my friends at Meijer, reminding you, get all the things you love for all the people you love. all in one place. Save with great deals and low Meijer prices every week, all week long. On this date in 1905, Ty Cobb hit his only home run that year. It was the first of his 117 career homers, and significant because Cobb was only 18 years and 279 days old, still the youngest Tiger to ever homer in a game. Leaving the yard was not his strength, although he did lead the league in that category in 1909. Cobb was just a pure hitter, arguably the greatest ever. He led the league in hits 8 times, paced the league an average 12 times, and is baseball's all-time leader with a career batting average of .366 over 24 seasons. Hard to believe he was MVP just once, but that one season in 1911 was eye-popping. He hit a career-best .419 with 248 hits and led the league in those categories, as well as doubles, triples, stolen bases, runs, OPS, and